Unit 1. Greeting. Part 1. Typical expressions. Hi. Hi there. Hello. Hello. Morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you? How do you do? How's everything? How are things with you? How are you doing? How have you been doing? How have you been feeling? How are you getting along with your job? Nice to meet you. Glad to meet you. Happy to see you. Pleased to see you. Haven't seen you for ages. Long time no see. I'm so glad to meet you. How nice to see you again. Hi, it's really a small world. It's so good to see you. Nice having you. I'm so pleased you could come. It's so nice of you to come. How are you feeling? Are you feeling better today? I hope you're feeling fit today. Dialogue 1.
Hello, how's everything?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine too, thanks.
How are the kids?
They all are okay. Mary went to university, and Peter is still at middle school.
They're growing fast.
Dialogue 2.
Hi, Mary. Long time no see.
Hello, Peter. How have you been doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about you?
Not bad.
Dialogue 3.
I hope you're feeling fit today.
Pretty good, thank you.
Have you heard from your parents?
Yes. I just got a letter from them yesterday.
Oh, how are they doing?
They're going very well. Thanks a lot.
Unit 2. Introductions. Part 1. Typical expressions. I'm Tom. My name is Tom. Let me introduce myself. Allow me to introduce myself. May I introduce myself? I don't think we've met. My name is Tom. This is Peter, and this is David. Meet my friend Peter. This is David. My friend Peter. Here's my friend Peter. I don't think you've met. This is my cousin, Helen. Do you know each other? Have you met my friend Peter? I would like to introduce my friend Peter. May I present my friend, Mr. Smith? May I introduce you to Mr. Smith? I would like to introduce you to Mr. Smith. It is a great pleasure to introduce Mr. Smith. He is the new manager of our company. Dialogue 1.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mary.
Hi, I'm David. This is my friend Tom.
How are you, David? How are you, Tom?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine, too. Nice to have met you.
Dialogue 2.
It is a great pleasure to introduce Mr. Smith. He is the president of our company.
How do you do, Mr. Smith? My name is Mary, the secretary.
How do you do, Mary? How's everything?
Everything is going very well.
Unit 3. Thanks and gratitude. Part 1. Typical expressions. Thanks. Many thanks. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Thank you indeed. Thank you awfully. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for your help. I'm obliged to you. Much obliged to you. I'm really grateful to you. I really can't thank you enough. I would like to express my gratitude to you for... I really don't know how to express my thanks to you. It's very kind of you to... I appreciate what you've done for me. You helped me a lot. You did me a great favor. How kind of you. It's most thoughtful of you to do so for me. Dialogue 1.
May I use your pen?
Of course. You'd better put it back on my desk.
Thank you for your pen.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
Can you help me?
Sure. What can I do for you?
I need to move this computer into my study, but...
Oh, I see. You just show me where to put it.
You did me a great favor.
Don't mention it.
Unit 4. Farewell and departure. Part 1. Typical expressions. Bye. Bye now. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Cheers. So long. See you later. See you then. See you again. See you soon. See you at 6 o'clock. See you tomorrow. See you next time. Good night. I've got to go. I must go now. Time's flying. I have to leave. I'm sorry I have to go. I'm afraid I have to go. I didn't realize the time to say goodbye had come. I hope you'll excuse me, but I really think I must go. I think it's time for me to leave now.
Dialogue 1. It's time for me to say goodbye.
Why don't you have another cup of tea?
No thanks. I must go now.
Okay. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dialogue 2. Goodbye, Mary.
Bye-bye, David. Take care of yourself.
Write to me as soon as you arrive there.
Sure.
By the way, don't forget to say hello to your parents.
Thanks a lot.
Unit 5. Wishes and congratulations. Part 1. Typical expressions. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I wish you a Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day. I wish you many happy returns of the day. All the best. All the best with your family. Every success in your business. I hope everything goes well. I hope you enjoy your visit to China. Have a good time. Have a nice day. Enjoy yourself. Have a nice trip. May you succeed. I hope you'll recover soon. I hope you're feeling better today. Good luck. Best of luck. God bless you. Regards to your parents. Remember me to your wife. Say hello to Peter. Give my love to the kids. Please give my regards to Mr. Smith.
Dialogue 1. Bye, Mary. Have a nice trip.
Thank you, Carl. Give my love to the kids.
Thanks. Dialogue 2. Time is up. I have to go.
Then take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot.
Remember me to your wife.
Thanks again.
Unit 6. Apology and forgiveness. Part 1. Typical expressions. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm awfully sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realize. I am really sorry. I can't tell you how sorry I am. I just don't know what to say. I'm so sorry. It was all my fault. I'm so sorry, but I didn't mean to hurt you. It was wrong of me. It's my fault. Oh, my fault. I'm sorry for my coming late. Sorry to trouble you. I'm sorry for what I have done. Sorry about that. Excuse me. Excuse me for giving you so much trouble. Pardon me. I beg your pardon. I hope you'll pardon me. I do apologize. I must apologize. Please accept my apology. Will you take my apology? I apologize for what I have said just now. May I offer you my profoundest apology? Forgive me. Please forgive my carelessness.
Dialogue 1. I'm so sorry for having kept your books so long.
I quite understand.
Thanks a lot. Dialogue 2. May I offer you my sincerest apologies for the trouble I have given you?
Never mind. It doesn't really matter.
It's very kind of you to say so.
Don't worry about that.
Dialogue 3. I hope you can pardon me.
No problem.
I won't do it again.
I believe you.
Unit 7. Sympathy and pacification. Part 1. Typical expressions. What a shame. That's a shame. What a pity. Bad luck. What bad luck. How awful. That's awful. How terrible. How upsetting. How pitiful. I do feel sorry for you. I hope it's nothing serious. I'm sorry to hear the news. I'm terribly sorry about that. You have my sympathy. What a dreadful thing to happen. Oh, my dear. Oh, my God. Bless you. Poor thing. Take it easy. Never mind. Forget it. Cheer up. Better luck next time. Don't worry. You'll be all right. You'll be better soon. I'm sure you'll recover soon.
Dialogue 1. You look pale. What's wrong with you?
I feel a little dizzy.
Oh, poor thing. Let's go to see the doctor. Dialogue 2. Why are you so upset?
Oh my God, I failed again.
Cheer up. Better luck next time.
Thank you. You're always so kind to me.
Unit 8. Offer and Invitation. Part 1. Typical Expressions. A cup of coffee? Another cup of tea? What about another bottle? How about another cup of tea? Take a seat. Have a seat. Sit down, please. Do you like a cup of coffee? Would you like another cup of coffee? Would you like me to offer you another cup of tea? Would you care for a glass of wine? Tea or coffee? Let me offer you a hand. I'd like to help you. Can I help you? What can I do for you? Shall I give you a hand? What can I get you? What do you want? Allow me to offer you some help. Let's go. Let's do it together. I'd like to invite you to dinner. May I invite you to have a picnic? Would you like to play basketball with us? What do you say eating out with me tonight? Do you feel like going to the cinema tonight with me?
Dialogue 1. Would you like to eat out tonight?
I'd like to, but I have to finish my homework.
Oh, it's a pity. How about this weekend?
That's a good idea.
Dialogue 2. Would you like to play tennis with us next Sunday?
Why not? I'd love to. Where shall we meet?
At the front gate.
When?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that okay?
That's a little late. 2 will be better.
Let's meet at 2. Dialogue 3. May I invite you to dinner at my home this Saturday evening?
You're so kind. What will I bring?
Nothing. Just yourself.
Are you sure? How about a bottle of wine from England?
That would be fantastic.
Unit 9. Willingness and Unwillingness. Part 1. Typical Expressions. Certainly. Okay. No, of course not. Yes, of course. No problem. Right. Sure. Why not? No, I don't mind. I'm happy to take it. I'm willing to help you. Naturally. By all means. I have no objection whatsoever. I should be delighted. It is my pleasure. Okay, but I have to look after my brother. Okay, as long as I finished my homework before 9 o'clock. Certainly, but I'm using it at the moment. No? Sorry, I'm busy now. Sorry, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I really didn't want to hurt you, but this is my true feeling. I'm afraid not. Yes, I mind it. You'd better not. I'd rather not, actually. I'd like to, but my parents will come over on Friday evening.
Dialogue 1. May I use your car for a day?
No problem. So long as you can return it back tomorrow morning before I go to work.
Sure. Dialogue 2. Can I talk with you, Mary?
I'd rather not now. I'm busy with my work.
How about an hour later? It's urgent.
Okay, but it shouldn't be very long.
No, I assure you.
Unit 10. Intention and Plan. Part 1. Typical Expressions. I want to travel to China. I mean to help you. I'll try my best to finish it before the next weekend. I think I will take the exam. I'm going to visit my friend in Guangzhou next Monday. I expect you can come tomorrow. I am thinking of staying at home and looking after my sister next Sunday. I plan to write a book about my experience in America. What are you going to do next? What do you plan to do after you finish your study? What is your plan for next Sunday? Are you planning to take further study? Will you stay here for another year? What do you intend to do after retirement? Do you have any intention to go abroad? What's your intention when your baby goes to the kindergarten? Where are you going? Have you decided yet? Have you made any decisions? What will you be doing tonight?
Dialogue 1. Do you have any intention when you are going to retire?
I intend to retire next year after I finish the project at hand.
Dialogue 2.
What are you going to do tonight?
I have no idea.
Why don't you come out and drink beer with us?
I'd love to, but my wife doesn't want me to go.
Take her with you.
You're kidding. Ask her to go with me? Dialogue 3. Do you plan to study foreign languages and go abroad?
Yes, I am studying English and going to study in America 2 years later.
This is what I want.
Really? What a coincidence.
Unit 11. Determination and Insistence. Part 1. Typical Expressions. I've made up my mind to catch up with my classmates. Have they made up their minds to go on with their fighting? She had made up her mind that nothing would make her out. I determined to help them out. He has decided to retire after he finishes his project at hand. It's my decision to retire after 60. I've determined on studying English. I've made a decision to make more money and see the world outside. We're arriving at a decision now. We decided to delay the takeoff. Nothing can change my mind. Nothing can stop me from my decision of studying and working in a foreign company. Have you settled what to do the next step? They have decided not to catch the 6 o'clock train. We've fixed on starting the next week. We resolved to finish this course at the end of this year. I insist on my staying here for another year. Why did you insist upon what you had said? I will do as I like. Nobody can order me. I've simply got to tell you about the situations in that area. I am insistent on that you should not go without informing them. He is very insistent that Peter must attend the meeting next month.
Dialogue 1. Have you simply got to go now?
Yes, I have made up my mind.
Dialogue 2. He has decided to leave on Friday.
On Friday? It's too urgent.
Yes, I think so. But there's no way out. He is very insistent about it.
Unit 12. Likes and Dislikes. Part 1. Typical Expressions. I like English very much. I quite like watching football. I am crazy about that man. I'm keen on going shopping. Do you feel like a bottle? I really enjoy the pop music. I am interested in collecting stamps, especially the foreign ones. He is fond of drinks. She loves to live in the countryside with her mother. I can't tell how I like it. I really care for the new dress. Do you fancy that hairstyle? Don't you love eating Chinese food? Don't you think that is beautiful? It's nice to meet so many important and interesting people here. I don't like going out during the evenings. I hate listening to the folk songs. I can't say I like it. I dislike gossiping. I think eating seafood is terrible. I'm afraid I don't like it. There's nothing I like less.
Dialogue 1. Do you like eating Western food?
No, I am afraid I don't like it.
Dialogue 2. Do you fancy that color?
Yes, it's my favorite.
Really? There's nothing I like less.
Oh, it's a pity.
Unit 13. Satisfaction and Dissatisfaction. Part 1. Typical Expressions. Good. That's good. Fine. That's fine. Very well. Fantastic. Wonderful. It's very nice. That's all right. This is just what I wanted. That's what he needed. This is what I had in mind. I am satisfied. This is what I meant. I don't think it is what I wanted. I am not satisfied with what you have done. He really doesn't like what I said. This is not the right one I asked. I'm afraid he is not the proper person we needed. Is it good enough? Okay. Are you satisfied with the result of the test? Are you happy about the new job?
Dialogue 1. Mom, this is our new house. Are you satisfied with it?
Not bad. I like this big window.
How about the kitchen?
Oh, wonderful. It is big enough.
Dialogue 2.
Sorry, sir.
What's the matter?
This is not what I want.
Do you like this one?
Okay, I'll take it.
Unit 14. Preference and Indifference. Part 1. Typical Expressions. I prefer to go with my parents. I prefer staying at home and watching TV. I like black shoes better. I like skating more than swimming. I'm rather more interested in opera. Do you like tea better than coffee? Which is better to you, the bigger one or the smaller one? Which one do you prefer? Would you prefer to stay at home and look after the cats? Would you like to go on foot? Which one would you choose? Do you care for a cup of tea before you leave? Which one do you like the best, the older one or the younger one? Which appeals to you more, going shopping or playing cards? I don't care. I don't mind. Either. My favorite is Western food. It's up to you. This one is better for me. I have no idea. I have strong intention to living in the countryside.
Dialogue 1. Which do you prefer, tea or coffee?
I don't mind. It's up to you.
Dialogue 2. Would you prefer to go with us or stay at home looking at the cats?
I would prefer to stay at home and play with my cats.
Dialogue 3. Which one appeals to you more, playing ping pong or basketball?
If you ask me, I would like to say basketball is better.
Unit 15. Worry and Fear. Part 1. Typical Expressions. I worry about the coming test. I'm worried sick about his safety. I was scared stiff of meeting our new manager. I'm afraid of the thunderstorm. I'm afraid to tell her the truth. I'm really terrified of being caught by the police. You terrified me out of my wits. You frightened me. You made me mad. Your mother is anxious for your future. I feel strong anxiety for his illness. I fear for your coming. Are you frightened? What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? Is there anything worrying you? What are you worrying about? I found the situation very worrying. I'm afraid he can't come. She has a fear of the monster. I'm concerned about you. They're concerned about the solution to the problem.
Dialogue 1. What's wrong with you? You look ill.
I'm worrying.
What are you worrying about?
I'm worrying about the future of my son.
Take it easy. It's too early. Dialogue 2. I'm worrying sick. I might fail in the exam.
Don't worry about it. I hope it'll not happen.
Unit 16. Surprise and Puzzlement. Part 1. Typical Expressions. Oh, my God. Gracious me. Oh, my dear. Good heavens. Oh, my Lord. Are you really? Are you serious? My goodness. Dear me. Really? How surprising. How's that for queer? I can't believe it. It can't be. Oh, no. It shouldn't be. What a surprise. How on earth is that? Bless me. Bless my soul. Fancy. My. What's the matter? I was surprised to find you've come. Incredible. What? Never. Who'd have thought it?
Dialogue 1. What's the matter?
The dog had died.
Oh, my dear. It can't be.
I also can't believe it.
But it's true. Dialogue 2. I'm going to study in America.
My, you didn't tell me. Who on earth helped you?
My cousin in America.
How amazing.
Unit 17. Regret and Disappointment. Part 1. Typical Expressions. What a shame. What a pity. It's a great shame. That's a shame. I feel pity for him. It's a pity that he didn't come. What a pity it is. I regret that I didn't tell them the truth. I feel regret that we had to give up the match. I somehow thought that you would say you love me. I'd been led to believe that we would have a week off. If only Peter could go with us. I wish that we hadn't met each other. It's a little disappointing that they left without saying goodbye. To my disappointment, he didn't pass the final exam. I am really disappointed about the result of the competition. My parents were a little disappointed with me. We left his house with regret. They feel regret about her failure in the competition.
Dialogue 1. I'd been led to believe that we had a week off.
Then how many days off?
Only 5 days.
That's enough.
Oh, no. Dialogue 2. She had a failure in the competition of music.
Her parents must be a little disappointed in her.
Not only her parents, but also all of the friends are feeling regret for her because they somehow thought she must be the first one in the competition.
Unit 18. Anger and Annoyance. Part 1. Typical Expressions. What a stupid idiot. Hell. Go to hell. Bloody hell. How annoying. Don't talk to me about him. Oh, bother. Oh, dear. Oh, heavens. Oh, no. What a bore. That's a bore. Impossible. That's too much. That's the limit. Oh, damn. Oh, no. What next? That's all I need. What a fool. I was angry with him because he lied to me. She'll be very angry if she finds you did this without her permission. He shouted to her in anger. I blew up when I heard about that. I left the meeting in a fury. He was out of sorts with the new clerk. She lost her temper, but later was sorry about it. She was mad because she wasn't invited to the party. The man's manner drove me mad. I really saw red when he began to blame me for the accident.
Dialogue 1.
I'm really angry.
What are you angry about?
I saw you at the movies with another date.
She was my sister.
Don't tell me that. I saw you kissing her.
Relax, darling.
You made my blood boil.
Dialogue 2. Peter was furious with you.
What's happened?
He said you left without telling him.
Oh, my God. He was very busy when I left.
Unit 19. Obligation and Necessity. Part 1. Typical Expressions. I must tell you the truth. Must you go now? He must go now. It is getting late. The bus is coming. I've got to go. You should tell me early about that. We need to buy some gifts for her birthday. I am supposed to attend the meet in Beijing next month. You are supposed to finish the homework before going home. It's necessary to go over the lesson right now. Is it necessary to go to the hospital to see the doctor? Ought I to see the doctor, do you think? Must we dress up for her birthday party? Do I have to go before next Wednesday? You have to make a dialogue about the situations before we finish the class. We don't have to give it to him? Should we speak in English at the meeting? You needn't go out to work after the first baby. There is no need for them to change the time. He should have come.
Dialogue 1. Do I have to wash my hands before supper?
Yes, dear.
Then do I need to use the soap?
No, you needn't. Just use the clean water.
Okay. Dialogue 2. Mom, do I need to go see the doctor?
No, I don't think so. But you must stay at home for a day or two.
Must I?
Yes, I am afraid you must.
Should we tell the teacher about that?
Yes, of course. You ought to tell him as soon as possible.
Unit 20. Permission and Promises. Part 1. Typical Expressions. All right. Okay. Can I look at the picture, please? Let me look at the picture. Will you let me have a look? You'll let me do it, will you? Would you mind my asking you a question? Could you do me a favor? Do you think I could sit here? Will you allow me to come back after 11? May I borrow your car? If you don't mind, I'll open the window. Is it possible for me to go now? Is it all right for me to take her out tonight? Any chance? Allow me to put my bike here. I wonder if I could borrow some money from you. Is it okay to smoke here?
Dialogue 1. Is this seat free?
Yes.
Do you mind if I sit here?
No, go ahead.
But if I smoke here?
Yes, you'd better not.
Dialogue 2. Would it be possible for me to take her out during the night?
I'm afraid not, but you can come and play with her.
Oh, thank you indeed.
You're welcome.
Can I take her some food to eat?
Only some cookies.
Unit 21. Approval and Disapproval. Part 1. Typical Expressions. Good. Good idea. Fine. Great. Wonderful. Excellent. What a good idea. It is an excellent idea. Fantastic. Smashing. Well done. Okay. All right. I agree with you. You're right. I very much approve of doing it like that. That seems very sensible to me. This is what I thought. That's what I meant. I entirely approve of that. I would certainly give the decision my backing. I would like to endorse your application. No, that's a terrible idea. You're crazy. That's silly. It shouldn't be. I'm afraid I can't agree with you. I can't say I agree. It's impossible for me to say yes. I don't think you've got the point. I don't think you're right. You're quite wrong.
Dialogue 1. I'm sorry. I'm afraid you haven't got the point.
Really? I can't agree with you.
Dialogue 2. How excellent the idea is.
No, I can't say I agree.
Unit 22. Appreciation and Compliment. Part 1. Typical Expressions. Good. Very good. Well done. Excellent. Beautiful job. It's excellent. It's terrific. It's very good. I appreciate your help. I really like your dress. Is it okay now? Do you approve? Does that meet your approval? Do you approve of the project? Good. It's the correct thing to do. I think that's terrible. How wise of you. I think you're right. I'm sure you're wise. How clever you are. That sounds very reasonable. It sounds like a good idea. It's a sensible idea. Good business. Good idea. Wonderful.
Dialogue 1. Do you think it is all right?
No, it is quite wrong, but I think we can revise it.
Is it okay now?
Well done.
Dialogue 2. How about going for a picnic this weekend?
That sounds like a good idea.
Do you think it is possible for us to start at 7 o'clock in the morning?
I'm afraid it's a little early.
Then 8?
Okay.
Unit 23. Criticisms and Complaints. Part 1. Typical Expressions. You are wrong. You're absolutely wrong. I think you're quite wrong. I don't think you're right. I'm afraid you're wrong. I'm afraid you did wrong. This is good, but I still think we can do it better. You're making no attempt at all to finish the work on time. You've been late too often. They have forgot to turn the TV off again. You have failed to ask him again. You're so careless about the test. I can't believe you're so careless about the new job. I can't understand why you left so early. What do you think you're doing, making the new dress so dirty? You're absent-minded in the classes. Would you mind not smoking here? Look at the room. Would you stop making that noise? You're late again, Peter. Could you please set your watch again? Look what a mess you've made. Oh, my dear, do you know what you are doing?
Dialogue 1. Oh, my dear, would you mind not making the terrible noise?
I'm sorry, but I have to finish this before supper.
But you're driving me mad.
Would you mind going out of the room for a while? I'll be ready soon.
Dialogue 2. Jane, you're late again today.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Smith. The bus was extremely crowded this morning.
Well, how about yesterday?
Yesterday? I took a taxi yesterday. but it was stopped by the police on the way.
Then tomorrow, Miss Jane?
Unit 24, Certainty and Uncertainty. Part 1, Typical Expressions. I'm sure. I'm sure about it. I'm certain. I'm quite sure. I bet. I'll bet on it. It surely is. You bet it is. It must be. Are you sure? You're sure? Are you certain? Really? Are you serious? Definitely? Can you really be sure this is true? Are you positive about what you said? I give you my word on it. I am absolutely positive. I know it very well. I've no doubt. I assure you. I'm not sure for it. I can't be certain. I can't be sure. I can't decide. I haven't decided yet. I can't make up my mind. I can't tell. I suppose it could be. I can't say for certain. I couldn't say, really. I'm not too sure of it. I have no idea.
Dialogue 1. Are you sure he has come back?
I bet, because I saw him yesterday morning from the window.
Do you think he is in the office now?
No, I'm not quite sure of it.
Dialogue 2. You're absolutely certain about the time of the movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Then how much is the ticket?
No, I have no idea.
Unit 25. Possibility and Impossibility. Part 1. Typical Expressions. You may be right. Everybody can make mistakes. He may be 50 years old. Letting the child stay alone at home can be dangerous. We might come again tomorrow. Maybe he didn't know where the classroom is. Our manager must be tired after the long meeting. He must be joking. My girlfriend is probably ill all these days. There is no news from her. She is perhaps busy with the decoration of the new house. It's possible that we'll get there on time. It's quite possible to get the ticket several minutes before the show. Maybe she isn't in Guangzhou. Is it possible for me to wait here until he comes back? Is it probable that he has gone to see his parents? It is very likely that all of them are in favor of the new project. The possibility is that they all knew the answer before the test. Could you possibly give me a hand while I am doing the housework? May they still be working?
Dialogue 1. Do you know where our manager is?
Is it possible that he is still working in his office?
Maybe you're right. Let me go and have a look.
Oh, he must have gone. I didn't find his car outside the garden.
Dialogue 2. Very likely he will take painting as his career.
You're probably right, but I think he'll go on his father's job as an English teacher, because he likes children very much.
Yes, that's possible.
Unit 26. Prediction and Judgment. Part 1. Typical Expressions. Man is likely to discover new sources of energy in the next century. You're likely to have got the money. We are sure to arrive at the airport before the departure time. That is certain to be a surprise to him. There is likely to be much support for the campaign. They will probably get in touch with each other. We will certainly come in the last 10 minutes before the concert. There's no doubt at all it'll rain. It'll probably rain. I dare say it'll rain. I bet it'll rain. I suppose it might explode. It might snow tomorrow. There's no possibility that it will snow tomorrow. That's good. That's fine. That's not bad. It's too bad. It's excellent. It's wonderful. This is awful. Well done. This is just so-so.
Dialogue 1. What's the weather like tomorrow?
Sorry, I didn't watch the weather forecast. It might be sunny.
Really?
No, I'm not certain of it. Maybe it'll be cloudy.
Oh, my dear. I don't know what to wear then. Dialogue 2. He will probably get in touch with us soon.
Do you want to hear from him?
Yes, I'd like to know where he is now and what is he doing.
It is possible for him to forget us, since he has made a lot of new friends.
No, it is impossible. I don't believe that.
What do you think?
He must be very busy with his studying.
Unit 27, Suggestion and Advice. Part 1, Typical Expressions. You should go home after the class. We don't have enough money. We must work hard to earn more money. You ought to speak English in class in order to make your oral English perfect. You shouldn't eat so much fat because you're getting fatter and fatter. I should have more exercise to keep fit. You'd better tell her about the accident. We'd better not stay at home for a whole day. Let's go out and have a walk. Why not have a picnic at the end of the week? Why don't you ask her to tell you the truth? How about a meeting of us three this Saturday? What about another cup of coffee? Would you like to go dancing tonight with me? I suggest you to start from the very beginning. How about Peter going to buy some sugar? It's better for you to go instead of me. We'd better not sit here chatting. It's a waste of time.
Dialogue 1.
How about Tom going to buy a bottle of vinegar for me?
Mom, why don't you ask Peter to go? I'm doing my homework.
You should go because you're the brother.
How about Bob? He is older than me.
You lazy bones. It would be better for you to go. Then you can keep fit.
Dialogue 2. We have to stay at home for a whole day. Why not go out and have a walk?
It sounds like a good idea.
We had better walk along the river. There are lots of people there after the supper at this time.
Then we should get back before the TV show.
Sure.
Unit 28, Request and Command. Part 1, Typical Expressions. Can you give me a hand? Give me a hand. Will you come back earlier tonight after work? Would you tell me where I can find the nearest post office? Could you lend me $100? I will give it back next month. Will you please turn off the radio? The child is sleeping. Show me the way, please. Do you mind opening the door for me? Would you mind passing on a message to Helen? Calm down. Don't tell the teacher what had happened just now. Take off your coat in the room. You won't leave, will you? Do as what I told you. Stand up. Come out of the room. Take care of yourself. Stay at home and wait for me. Shut your mouth. I would like you to come to my office after the class. Go and get some food for yourself and me. Write the words and expressions on the student's book.
Dialogue 1. Will you pass me the salt, please?
Where is it? I can't find it.
Go and have a look in the kitchen.
Any other thing that you want?
By the way, bring more water.
But there is no hot water. How about cold water?
Okay, thanks. Dialogue 2. I would like you to spend more time on oral practice.
But how to practice English?
Listen to the radio, or listen to the recording on the tape, and then read after it.
That's all?
Of course not. You'd get more chance to talk with native speakers.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Unit 29, Prohibition and Warning. Part 1, Typical Expressions. You mustn't leave before the bell rings. He shouldn't tell his mother about the book. Don't talk in the class. Won't you stop talking? No smoking here. You can't smoke here. No parking. You should park the car here. No littering here. Don't leave the litter in the room. No cheating. You shouldn't cheat in the exam. Be careful. Be here on time. Be sure you've got the point. Be sure not to get lost. Look out. Watch out. Take care. Take care of your sister. Take care not to dirty your new dress.
Dialogue 1. Take care not to dirty your new dress.
I will.
Don't leave litter in the room.
I'm busy. I will take it out after a while.
Dialogue 2.
John, you mustn't smoke in the classroom.
This is the first time.
First is the last.
Sure.
Unit 30, Instructions. Part 1, Typical Expressions. First of all, you must turn on the power. The first thing you should do is that you should buy a ticket. After that, you can go to the police station to ask them about your visa. Afterward, go and collect some information you need. Don't forget to inform your teacher about your trip. Make sure you've brought enough money. Remember to shut the door after you. Then I will tell you how to do it. What about the next thing? And after that? And finally? At last? When you have finished this, then start washing the clothes. Before you leave the room, check the fire. As soon as you arrive at the station, go and have a look at the time for the next train. Be careful not to get lost. Excuse me, do you know how to get to the railway station? Excuse me, please, where can I find a post office nearby? Perhaps you could tell me the way to the Friendship Hotel.
Dialogue 1. As soon as you arrive at the station, go and have a look at the time for the next train.
Then, what shall I do?
If the time is okay, buy the ticket.
After I buy the ticket, shall I leave the station and find a hotel?
That's it. After that, you can take a shower and have a nice dinner.
At last, I'll go to bed.
Dialogue 2.
The first thing you should do is to prepare your lesson.
Then what?
After that, you can watch TV or play with your cat.
But how to prepare my lesson?
First, take out your textbook. Go over the lesson you have today in the school. Then, do some exercises or recite a poem.
If I finish that, what shall I do?
Don't forget to see what you're going to learn tomorrow.
Sure, Mom.